We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all mercy, how honored we are that you would receive thanks and praise from us, that you would work in our hearts a thankfulness and a devotion to you, a true gratitude for all the many blessings you shower upon us each and every day. May our hearts and voices be filled with hallelujahs, dear Lord, in praise to our holy God. Amen. Choosing to be thankful is a wonderful way to live. It truly brightens every day. One of the things I like about Thanksgiving is the image of the cornucopia, the horn or basket of plenty, with all the fruit and vegetables rolling out into our lap. If you will, imagine a great big cornucopia where everything in our life is dumped out into our laps. There in that great big huge cornucopia is our homes and our cars, our TVs, our cats, our dogs, our vacations, our clothes, our cell phones. Everything we need for life and everything that gives us pleasure and joy in this life. Or also tumbling from this horn of plenty is our ability to work, our jobs, our trophies, all that we have accomplished and achieved, whatever we've put our hand to build or invent or grow or create. That too is a gift from our God. Marching out of this great cornucopia are police, firefighters, the military, doctors, nurses, everyone who keeps us and our nation and our liberties safe, all who heal us from our diseases and tend to us in our hour of need. Those too are a gift from God. And of course, in this cornucopia of our life are all the people that we love so dearly. Spouse, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our grandmas and grandpas, our friends and co-workers, all those who mean so much to us. They too are a gift from our God. What a wonderful life we have if we stand back and write out our thank you list, never ending. God has truly gifted us. And yet, Old Testament Job reminds us of a rather harsh fact of life, huh? He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart." While we may own many things in this world, they are never ours to keep. They're given generously, but also quickly they must return to their rightful owner, God. They're on loan to us. But there is one gift that God gives us that is so different than all the other gifts in our life. It's a gift where as we hold it in our hand, it beams blessing into our heart and life for right here and on into eternity. That most spectacular of gifts from God is the Bible. The Bible. What is the Bible? A history book? Well, there certainly is history in it, but in and of itself, no, it's not a history book. A book of moral lessons to teach us how to live. Well, while it does have the Ten Commandments in it, it's not predominantly a morality manual. Well, maybe it's just a collection of wise, pious statements that religious people of the past have come up with. No, not at all. Paul continually thanked God for how the Thessalonians viewed the Word of God, their Bibles. He wrote, "And we also thank God continually, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the Word of men, but as it actually is, the Word of God." This Thanksgiving celebration, we thank God for all the possessions and the people and the joy that He has showered into our lives, but on a much deeper level, we thank God that we accept God's Word as it truly is, the inspired and flawless Word of God. Have you ever been inspired to do anything? Write music or poetry or a novel? Maybe you've been moved to paint a picture or to create a machine or medicine. Have you made something that never ever existed before? Isn't it remarkable how God has wired humans with their heart and their mind to be able to be driven to create things that never used to be? Truly a blessing in a lot of different ways. But when we're talking about the inspired Word of God, we are not talking about human hearts moved by the existence of God or the thought of God to just write pious thoughts and religious platitudes for the rest of us to rally around. And we're not talking about people who kind of have an idea of what God is like, but now they're called by God to somehow put this into their own words and make it meaningful. No. Paul wrote to Timothy, all Scripture is God-breathed. He's the owner of every word. Peter writes, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The Bible is a gift, not of human origin, from beyond our world. Instead of remaining distant and silent, our God broke through our bubble of ignorance to communicate with us. He gave the writers of Scripture the very words, the exact words to pen, so that they would be recorded for all of time. Are we not blessed through that? The author of the Bible, from cover to cover, is none other than the Lord God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. God is speaking to us through that word. Are we listening? In this flawed, imperfect, fallen world, it's really easy to understand how someone who does not know what the Bible is to become very cynical and say, oh, where is there really absolute truth? But for us who know what the Bible is, we say, the absolute truth is found in the flawless Word of God. It's flawless because it comes from a God of infinite perfection and power and truth. He cannot say anything that is not absolutely perfect. In Psalm 12, King David writes, all of God's words are flawless. No imperfections in any way. And God's word unleashes God's power in this dark world. Every word of God reaches out, and God reaches to touch our hearts in His holy love through every word printed on the pages of Scripture. God actually makes remarkable promises. He says, "My word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Every time. Remarkable. Paul told the Thessalonians that there is more to understanding the Bible than just recognizing that it was God's book. Paul describes Scripture as the Word of God which is at work in you who believe. God's Word is at work in us who believe to accomplish what He specifically sends it to do. So what has God's Word accomplished in us? What does God's Word still want to accomplish within us and working to do? Well, what purpose has God reached through the pages of Holy Scripture to take a hold of us and to touch our souls? Well, the Bible is the Word of life. He has come through it to give us that word of everlasting life. That life which begins here and now and extends throughout all eternity. So that we live even if we die. And whoever lives and believes in Him will never die. All throughout America, people are giving thanks this week for the wonderful life they have. But who are they giving thanks to? Oh, many different people, perhaps. A few days ago on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I saw a report where Snoop Dogg had a big speech on how he was thanking himself for his life. He did the work. It was wonderful because he made it so. Very thankful to himself. I would imagine this year in Paradise, California, Thanksgiving is very different than last year. I would imagine the staff at Mercy Hospital are thankful this year, thankful for their lives, traumatized, but alive. There are thousands of families that might be finding it hard to celebrate this Thanksgiving because they have lost their addicted child or parent to an overdose of drugs. More and more people with broken marriages and broken homes and broken bodies are asking themselves, is this as good as it gets? Is this all there is to life? And what am I thankful for? The Bible gives us the word of life, a whole new life. But what does that mean? In His Word, God reveals how life in heaven's paradise was lost and regained. That's what the whole of the Scriptures are all about. We celebrate this Thanksgiving once a year. Great. But are we not to be thankful every day throughout the year? Oh, how God reveals our sin in His holy book. Taking God for granted is a sin. Treating Him as insignificant is a sin. This Christmas, which would make us happier, driving for hours and hours in our new car or sitting for hours and hours and reading our old Bible? Yes, Lord. And if this year God would happen to decide to take something away from us that we love so dearly, our home, our income, our health, a loved one, Might we feel cheated by God as though he stole something that belonged to us? Might we find ourselves shaking our fist at him, criticizing him, expecting him to come down and answer to us for why he made that decision, as though we're his boss? In God's word, he pulls away the blanket and reveals just how sinful we truly are. But in his holy book, he accomplishes so much more than that. If God wanted to simply just condemn us, he could have stayed silent and perched on his throne in heaven and waited for judgment day to come. But God broke through our silence, specifically to give us the Bible in order to trumpet the word of life, that we might believe and be saved. In a million years, we never could have imagined how God would declare that he himself would rescue us from our sins. A one-man army to come and defeat all of our enemies, sin and Satan, hell and death, and defeat them by pouring out his blood in dying. He won. In rising, he declared the victory to be ours, all through faith. And now for all those sins of treating him with apathy, indifference, being much more in love with the gifts in this world than the eternal glory that awaits for us, for all those sins he has paid the ultimate price and risen in victory that we might be washed clean, and that we might be wrapped in his loving forgiveness. The Bible pronounces God's forgiveness upon us, and its gospel gives us life everlasting. Faith comes from hearing the message. Paul continually thanked God, it said, for the Thessalonians and how they accepted the Bible as the very word of God, not just the word of human authors. And that word is working in them. And it is also working in us. It has given us faith. And the Holy Spirit seeks to strengthen that faith. Every time our eyes read those sacred words or our ears hear his glorious word, the Holy Spirit is working to fill our hearts to overflowing with his love and his truth, and to grow us in his grace and in his knowledge. Right in the middle of our enormous cornucopia is the Bible, one of the greatest gifts of all. And through that Bible, we see clearly the cross of Christ standing boldly as a declaration, sins paid for. And there we see the empty tomb, victory won. Nothing more is needed. We are the children of God. And in his enormous love, God takes us on his lap and he teaches us, tutors us, instructs us in all of his precious truths that we might grow ever more in his truth and love. And so this Thanksgiving, give thanks to God for everything, but especially for his Son, Jesus Christ, and the word of truth that the Holy Spirit has used to make us his own, that God has claimed us to be his own, and that we have this awesome privilege to pick up a Bible in our own hands and set the course for our life to read, mark, inwardly digest every word that comes from the mouth of God. To him be our thanks and praise. Amen. Please rise. We pray. Merciful Lord, God of all grace, how you have loved us with a never-ending love, how you have showered gifts divine upon us and have called us your own. And so, dear Lord, we rejoice our hearts rejoice and leap for joy at every word that comes from the mouth of God. Fill us to overflowing and give us a holy hunger to learn more of your priceless word. In Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.